Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Victory Friday, presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. We're trying to track down Sean Springs, former Washington football team corner, and he jumps on with us right now. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Sean, before we get into the defense, I kind of want your perspective. You were a great corner in the league for many years. What do you see from a corner's perspective from Taylor Heinicke? Because there are still a lot of haters. Like, all he's done in a Washington football team uniform is produce, right? That's undeniable. Yeah. Every time he's been on the field, they've been good. But I'm looking at these people comments going, oh, you know, some of his throws were behind. They were high. Eventually, the league's going to catch up to him. They're going to figure him out. What do you see?
I thought he played a great game. I don't think people realize how hard it is to be a starting quarter in NFL when you didn't get a lot of the reps. You know, you weren't the lead guy coming into it. Obviously, it was Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. He threw a throw last night to the corner of the end zone where it was a laser.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, only that receiver could get it, and Jones made a hell of a catch. And I think he's, you know, obviously he's still a young player, and I think he's going to continue to get better.
Do you have any, like, comps for him going forward? Like, somebody you played against? Like, who does he remind you of, anybody that you faced or you played with during your career?
No, I know people are trying to compare him to Doug Flutie, but, I mean, he's just a kid. You know, he got the feel of a winner, you know. I mean, you see a couple guys coming to games, and, you know, you might not have heard of him, but you can just tell he's a fun guy. He looks like he's, you know, he's confident. And I think, you know, I mean, he's one of those guys where probably always been just – a winner, and that's all you can really say about it. Not the biggest, not right. The fastest, not the strongest, just a winner.
The comp that someone told me, I wish I came up with it because I think it's perfect, is Trent Green. Body type, you know, kind of unheralded coming out of college, and game type, you know, not the biggest arm, can run a little bit. I think that's a great comp.
Yeah, I think Heinicke is a little more athletic than Trent.
Might be. Might be.
Well. All right, so let's get to the defense, Sean. They're supposed to be a top five defense.
Last time I was on here, mm-hmm. We got in trouble. Last time I was on here, I got in trouble.
Remind me, what happened?
You know, the fans don't like when I tell the truth sometimes.
Right.
That's all.
And
you guys get me going and telling the truth, and I'll say something, and I'll be like, no, Josh Norman is not good. And you guys, you know, things like that. But okay, keep going.
Well, let's start with the defensive line. So they ended up with you know, Jonathan Allen had a couple of sacks, but so far in the season, Chase Young has zero sacks. They've given up 815 yards. What is happening with the defense that was supposed to be a top defense? Is it just that they're facing better offenses? Although the Giants, they only put up 13 points in week one and they're the 31st ranked offense last season.
Yeah. You know, in order to be a top defense, you got to be a little more aggressive in a play calling than what we've been, you know. Look like they're relying on that defensive front to kind of be the lead, which we expect because they're all first rounders. You got Sweat, Allen, and, you know, and Chase is going to get double teamed. Don't worry about Chase. He can still end up with 15 sacks because he's just a monster, and everybody's going to try to double. You know, you've seen him on tape last year, so he's going to get doubled. The linebackers are, you know, obviously need upgrading, and the secondary is solid. But, you know, right now they're just kind of playing a look like a vanilla basic cover four sometimes, some type of zone defense. And Coach Del Rio doesn't look to be real aggressive, and that's probably because he don't want to put the corners out in a tough position.
What do you – go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so you like when they – you know, Fuller got home on one of the blitzes. You like just more aggression, more blitzes.
No, I think if you're talking about in this day and age being a top defense, you can't that defensive style is not going to. That's probably it looks very similar to how Coach played probably in Carolina. But if you're going to play in this day and age in football and you want to be the top defense, you got to have one guys in the back end who can just lock anybody down. But two, when you have a good front, there's a lot of good fronts in the league right now. I mean, I think you can think about San Fran's come to mind, but there's some other teams that got some guys up front. But you saw how, you know, New Orleans looked against Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you got to go after, get after people, and Tampa's going to get after you. And Dan Quinn, when Dallas come in here, I can promise you that Dan Quinn is going to get after you. He's going to blitz with it. You know, and it looks like coach is playing a little, looks like they're playing real conservative, saying that hey, we're going to control the clock, control the ball. Our offense is good enough, solid enough to play, and our defense is, if they don't make no, the guys got up front, got to make plays. That's what it looks like.
Right, but they're not doing it enough, right? I think they do have to trick it up a little bit. On paper, the front four, whatever, supposed to do their work, and I just don't think they're doing it enough. I don't think they're winning their matchups enough.
Well, yeah, you're right. And yeah. sometimes winning the matchups, you know, you have to be able to blitz and get after people. I remember playing that Giants team, and you guys know that Giants team came down here when they had Strahan, Tuck, and all those guys, and OC and all those guys. But Will and those guys in the back end, the Giants would press you, get in your face, they would put hands on you. And we were doing that a little bit, but the Giants would blitz. And then when you're thinking they're blitzing, you know, they would sit back and play in coverage and let their front work. I think we just got to be a little more aggressive. I mean, you know, it's a slow death. If you play Kansas City like that, you play some of the teams that we're going to play like that, it would be, they won't score 50, but they're going to at least score 38.
All right, we're talking to Sean Springs, former Washington cornerback, longtime NFL cornerback. I want to ask you about Chase specifically, and I've been hard on Chase, you know, today and this, you know, first 2 weeks really, only because I think he could be great, and I want him to be great, and we all think he can be great, right? So he can't have the same line as James Smith Williams. Like he's got a, and I understand you don't do it every single game. That's the nature of the position to some extent, but right. I just need him to be great more. I'm not seeing enough yet, and I feel like he's got the motor and the want. I don't know what it is. I mean, I know they're scheming up, you know, against him, but I just need more. All I know is if he's going to be the kind of player that we said, a once-in-a-generation type player, right, and he's got all the ability in the world, I need more from him.
Well, you'll get more from him, but you got to remember, man, it's, you know, until the other guys start. I know if I'm looking at that team, one thing I would say, if I'm looking at that team and Coach Gibbs was the best at doing this, he would circle out a guy.
Yeah,
he would say, hey, Chase, I don't care if we have to block him with three people. Other people are going to beat him. He's not going to beat us.
Yeah.
And I watched last night because, you know, he does have the motor, and he's pretty much standing on the left side or, you know, the defense right. I saw oftentimes. And they were double-teaming. He's going to get chips. He's going to get double-teamed. He's going to get blocked. He's not going to get to the ball until other guys start. It's no way I'm letting – if any team let Chase Young or Aaron Donald get to – if you don't triple or double-team him, you're crazy.
Right. So you're saying, so he is just being doubled more than the other guys, and it's just, until the other guys make plays, this is what we're going to see.
There's nobody as dangerous as scary, other than Aaron Donald, I can think of some of the guys in the league. Mm-hmm. There's nobody on that defense that I would say, I'm not doubling Chase or chipping Chase or even putting three people on him. It's no way. I mean, those other guys would have to sack me five times a game before I decide I'm going to let him go one-on-one. Not happening.
So, Sean, last
not with that defense.
So, last week in the opener against the Chargers, Terry McLaurin was targeted just a criminally low four times. So, Scott Turner looked at that and said, well, I'm going to add 10 to that in this game, especially because he's just working over one of the better quarters in the league in James Bradbury. Talk about Terry's performance last night, the fact that, I mean, he's going to be the focal point of the offense more than Gibson, I would think, more than Logan Thomas. I think this offense more and more, especially with them willing to throw the ball 40-some times, it's going to go through McLaurin. He's going to be the top weapon on the offense, it looks like.
And he should be. If you watch last night in Bradbury, you know, he's he made a great play in the fourth, late in the game. But if you look at, for the most part, Terry, you know, he had his way with him, and they competed all night. But Terry's that guy. He's a pro. You know, although he's a young player, he's a guy who looks like he's been playing the league over 10 years. Yeah, he's going to do everything right. He's going to make the tough catches. He got speed to take the top off the defense, but he runs great intermediate routes. I think Terry's the guy, and they just got to continue to find ways to get him involved in the offense. Again, he's probably going to get draw the top corner each week. Sometimes he's going to get doubled, but you got to be able to get a guy like that in positions. If you move around, put him in the slot sometimes, move him outside, but draw a place for him to get the ball because he's a playmaker.
Sean, what is sort of your, now you've seen him play two games, and it's not fair, and everything changes week to week. We get it. We get it, all right? But what is the ceiling for this team? I mean, you look at it now, it seems lower than what I had hoped.
Well, that's because every year you go in thinking that the Washington football team is going to win the Super Bowl. You know what? I'm sticking to the plan that, you know, I wish Coach last year would have said, hey, you know, we're still developing the first, even though we won the NFC East last year, we're still developing our team. We're missing a few key players because if they're 6-11, everybody's going to be like, what happened? And I'm like, well, did you see the other teams in their conference? And, you know, they are missing some other pieces. You know, they I still think William Jackson III or somebody in the back end has to be a top corner. They need to figure out what's going on with the linebacker situation. You know, I mean, everybody at some point they're going to be questioning, you know, the draft pick if the rookie doesn't get on the field in the first, you know, in another couple of weeks. And just, the quarterback situation. If you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you know, it's hard to win. And if that defense, if they're going to play conservative, if the defense starts to become aggressive and Darrell Real says we're going to get after everybody, we could have a really, really good team. If we kind of sit back and chill, you guys can be really, really disappointed. And you're going to say, well, you know, he was right. They had about 5 or 6 wins.
Sean, who was the best defensive coordinator you ever played for?
Greg Williams, hands down, nobody's close.
See, here's what I saw from Greg Williams, and again, a novice, a know-nothing. What I liked about his defense, though, just from a couch potato perspective, is you never knew if a corner blitz was coming, a linebacker, you know what I mean? He was always bringing pressure from all different places, and I haven't really seen that since he's been here.
Yeah, but you also remember, too, we that year, you know, we had also everybody in the secondary when we were here was pretty much a top 10 pick. So they built their team to be able to get after guys. You know, they bring me over from Seattle after Champ left. They traded Clinton for Champ, bring me over to Seattle, which all I did was match up on the West Coast. Then you draft Carlos and Sean and LaVon. So if you think about that secondary, we opened up the season 1 year with everybody as a top 10 pick.
Wow.
So, and Wal Harris was 11th pick, and Smoot was there too, you know. So when you think about us, we had no choice. We had to blitz people. I led the team 1 year, I think, in sacks. But we had no choice to blitz people. We weren't good enough up front or in our front seven to just kind of be, we didn't have Chase and those guys. So Greg had to be a little more aggressive. And I think they're going to have to do the same. I think they're going to have to take the pressure off the D line a little bit and be real creative and have to put those guys on the island a little bit and say, hey, you guys, you know, William Jackson III, especially you got paid. Let's put Landon down in the box, you know, get him blitzing a little bit around the ball a little more. And let's get after people. I think that's going to have to come. You can't play. You will not be able to play Dallas like that. I'm telling the fans that today.
All right, Sean. Good stuff as always. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, man. We having a party this year? That's all I need to know.
Yeah. It should be. Should be. I think we have the date, actually, for our drinking show.
What did they bring that one time when Snoot and them came in?
Fireball.
Fireball. Oh, yes.
That's Fireball. It was terrible. Snoot brought that Fireball.
I think we might be doing it December 23rd, so we'll get in touch.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you
definitely already mapped out the day. Like, Kicks and I are off, but we're coming back.
Yeah, and Draft told me he's going to get you an Oregon sweatshirt to wear. He told me that.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. We're still going to make the playoffs. You guys know it was early in the season. You know we make too much money for the NCAA, so Ohio State will be playing for the playoffs. Y'all guys know that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Sean. Appreciate the time, buddy. Right,
Thank you, buddy.
That's right. A great Sean right. Springs. Coming up next, you know, he gave us his opinion on the defense. Do you think the defense can turn it around? Two games, 815 yards. We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Victory Friday presented by Chiniga Miles. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Spent a lot of time talking about Taylor Heinicke. Do you buy into him? Most people do, although there's still some skeptics talking about high passes. And the touchdown pass to McLaurin, okay, was slightly behind him.
Let me ask this. Are people expecting perfection every time an NFL quarterback steps on the field? Like, you're... If somebody had told you before the game last night right. that he was going to go 34 for 46 and sling it all over the place and be successful and help lead the team to a win, you take it. You take it 100 times out of 100.
Cakes, he was the first player since 1978 to have a drive which gave them the lead,
yep.
followed by an interception, and then a game-winning drive, all in the last 5 minutes of the game.
You couldn't have asked for anything more from Taylor Heinicke last
night. But people get in their camps. It's just the way it is in life. They get in their camps, and it's very hard for them to move.
No, in sports, it's easier to get out of them.
Valdez and I took our tent, and we pitched our tent in the Fitz camp for a long time.
Right.
We pitched our tent, and he got
three completions.
We were ready to root for Fitz. But when Fitz goes on the sideline, by the way, this is the greatest setup for him throughout his career, was to play here and to have basically two nondescript guys in Heinicke and Allen behind him that wouldn't pressure him. But you know what? His hip gives out, and now Heinicke steps in. Am I just going to sit in my tent with Valdez and share our sleeping bag and pine for Fitz just because he can't get out of the field? Or am I going to buzz on over to Drab's Heinicke Hive and root for the guy who's actually playing?
Cakes, were you one of those guys when Heinicke had that big game last year that you just were so sort of shocked by it that you refused to believe that he could ever duplicate a performance, anything similar to that?
I was not in that camp. I thought it was... I didn't know how sustainable it was, but I didn't say, I don't think that'll ever happen again.
You didn't say, that's a one-hit wonder, he'll never be able to help a team.
I had my reservations because, I mean, he's had several opportunities, you know, to stick in the NFL, and he never has. So was I skeptical? Of course. But if he goes out and does anything close to what he did last night for the next 4, 6, or 8 weeks... Hey, I'm sorry about these. We're going to be in our tent, lonely, rooting for Fitz because he's not getting back on the field. It's just not happening.
I'm old enough to remember Leon Wood. You guys don't remember Leon Wood.
Of course you do. Now he's a referee, right?
Leon Wood kind of debuted with the Wizards, and I think he had it was Linsanity before Linsanity. Okay. It was Leonsanity.
Okay.
I believe his first 7 games were 30-point games.
Okay.
Okay, something like that. In that range, he was on fire. Now, I might be conflating that with Walt Williams' run when he had 7 or 30. Right. But he had, like, 5 or 6 games where he debuted with the Wiz. He was, like, he used to be the 8th pick, I think, in the draft or something, whatever. And he was kind of flaming around the league. And then he came, and he just was a baller. But it flamed out. I don't know if that's what's going to happen with Heinicke. Is it going to flame? Is it going to be like Linsanity?
I don't know.
What I do know is right now he's got the magic, and I like all the intangibles.
I'll be honest. I know nothing about Leon Wood.
You don't remember?
I mean, he played one season for the Bullets in 1986.
That's what I remember.
How am I supposed to remember?
Do they have the game log?
I mean, I'm sure I could look
it
up.
He used to knock down threes.
Yeah, he was.
And then he became an NBA ref.
Do you know that Leon Wood was on the Olympic team?
Yes, I do.
No!
Yeah. That's the team that Barkley...
I don't know anything about this person.
That's the team that Charles Barkley didn't make, right? I mean, might be wrong, but...
All right, let's go to...
Anyway, we wanted to talk about the defense, but we have spent a lot of time talking about Heinicke.
Yeah.
And we can let it marinate for a while. All you Heinicke haters out there... And by the way, some people believe that Jason called in sick because of Heinicke. He's in Pebble Beach playing golf.
He called in Heinicke.
Okay. Hey, he called in wrong.
Yeah.
You can kind of predict what Jason's going to say.
By the way, let me just also say, I went out there and predicted a Washington win.
So did I.
I predicted a win. Now, it was very perilous at times, but I predicted a win.
Anyway, we want to talk about the defense. You just heard Sean Springs say that he believes Jack Del Rio. Essentially, this is what I got from it, that Jack Del Rio is not dialing enough blitzes. Now he kind of said, nah, but and maybe they don't believe they have the corners or the secondary to support more blitzes. So they got to keep them back. I don't know. What is your takeaway on this defense? Do you think it's going to get better, Cakes? Has to, right?
I mean, I hope it gets better, but does it necessarily have to when you're facing Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers?
No, they're looking at the film and they're salivating.
Yeah. Nobody's going to be scared of this defense.
When Slayton caught the touchdown pass, who did he have on him in that man-to-man?
It was just one-on-one.
It was a really nice throw. It almost looked like he didn't keep both feet in bounds, but he did.
Yeah. I'm not sure I had the coverage there.
Was that on Jackson?
Not sure. I know that
the other one was a blown coverage where Slayton should have caught another touchdown.
Yeah, I know that Jackson just let him go, and there was no safety help, and he's just streaking wide open in the end zone.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls.
By the way, I think that's one where you got, like, don't you have to lay out for that ball? I
mean, yes. About Slayton?
Yeah. You got to lay out for that ball.
I mean, clearly Jones could have put a little more air under it.
Yeah.
But I actually think if you actually look at it, he also slowed down. So I think that Jones threw it where he thought he was going to be,
right,
and Slayton slowed down just a bit.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Kendall in Clinton. Kendall, what's up?
What's up, Jones? Good win last night. I never seen Chase and those guys. I mean, Chase was on the ground. He got thrown to the ground probably 5 times that I count. I'm going to watch the game again. The reason why Jack Del Rio is not blitzing is because he feels like, and I think they feel like, they don't need to because they got these four number ones
but
up there.
Wrong.
But the four number one, yeah, absolutely. So the problem with Chase and Sweat, but mostly Chase, is I watch Chase all night. Chase does a little pitter-patter to try to get his move off every time. And he needs to switch up. He needs to bull rush more. Even though he's light, he needs to bull rush. He has to set the tackle up so that he can get around the edge more frequently. That's not happening. And as well, because both him and Sweat are, they're not big guys. I mean, they're big, but not, you know, they're not huge. The defensive line, the inside of the defensive line is not getting enough push up front. When we had success, it's because Ioannidis and Payne and Allen were getting push up front, and then those guys come around the edge like gangbusters. That's not happening. So you got to scheme up some blitzes so that you can loosen up. We got the corners aren't trash. Joe Jackson is he got torched last night a little bit. St. Juice, these guys can play. So let them be out there on the island sometimes. Get excited, but you don't have enough push up front to really just rely on the front four. Them guys got beat last night bad by a mediocre to bad offensive line. So it's not going to get better from here. Yep. They got to do something different.
That's kind of the scary thing is the Giants' offensive line has a reputation for being terrible. And they suffered an injury.
A gruesome injury. By the way, did you see the screenshot?
I didn't really see
Twitter?
It. You know what, Toya? I didn't look at any screenshots.
Compound? It's like a fractured lower leg.
Was it in the middle of the leg or is it at
I don't
a
know,
joint?
But it was pretty gross and like the bottom of his leg was facing in the wrong direction.
Right? I was disappointed they didn't reshow it.
I saw the screenshot and that was all
so
I needed
to
see.
So you don't know if it was a break in the middle or it was a break at the joint.
Dr. Cakes cannot give you where the break was. I can give you this, though. I can give you the highest graded defenders from Thursday Night Football, according to Pro Football Focus.
Oh, they've come
if you
in.
Like them, yes. Leading the Washington football team with a score of 89.0, Jamin Davis. The second highest rated, Montez Sweat.
He's
a double take. He's like, what?
I don't get it.
I'm just giving you the PFF numbers.
He was in the
numbers.
Right spots when he was on the field.
They graded him the highest on the team.
Okay. That's good, I guess. If that's
they've watched more tape and film than we have.
Hey, listen, that's fine. If I still need more. Don't let that fool you. How many plays did he have? Where's the snap count?
All I have is Jamin Davis, 89.
If you get an 89 for 9 plays, I mean,
I don't know how many snaps
he had.
He
had 4 tackles. I know that's not spectacular, but it's one more than Chase.
He had one that stood out.
I don't see Chase Young as one of the top 2 rated defensive players.
Well, maybe he's on his way. Good. He's supposed to be. He's supposed to be one of the higher rated guys. All right. Let's go to Jeff in Ashburn. Jeff.
Morning, junkies.
Hello, Jeff.
Weren't you out of sweat early?
For Chase Young.
I want my guys. Hold on. I want my top picks to produce immediately.
I think you were out on sweat after a game or two. This is a repeat of your sweat take.
I was high on sweat on draft day. I was high on Jamin Davis on draft day. But when you don't produce right away, I bail.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah, good morning, junkies.
Hey.
2 words regarding Chase Young. Vernon Golston. Ohio State man child, high draft pick, blocked.
I don't
football saying, play like Tarzan, play like Jane.
I hate that. That's such an old
great
person
but
saying.
I think we're jumping the gun.
It's an old man.
Yeah. I think we're jumping the gun. I just need more.
If I ever say that, I want you to come in here and smother me with a plastic bag. Okay,
do you have PFF's rating for what's PFF's rating for Chase?
I can look it up. I don't have it.
Would love to know.
It right here.
Would love to know what it is. Let's go to Chris in Laurel. Chris, what's up?
Hey, newsflash to Jack Del Rio: what you're doing isn't working. We're all watching it not work. He obviously needs to change it up some. We've watched 8 quarters of our 4 guys trying to get to them, and it's not working. He needs to disrupt the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And doing the same thing over and over again when you know it's not working is just stupidity. So I throw that out there. If he's worried about our corners not being able to cover on when we blitz, guess what? They're not covering now.
That's true. Great. You know
so
what?
It ain't
it's a hysterical line, but I think there's some truth to
I'll say this about their defense. Like, I don't know enough about the intricacies of they're running cover 2, cover 3, whatever. They're running quarters. Just compare it to what you saw from the Ravens. And I know they lost that game. But, Valdez, you can speak on this. They're running cover zero all the time. They're bringing guys. They're rolling the dice. Washington almost never does that.
They get sized to leave you on an island.
Right.
Do it by yourself.
Right. Washington almost never does that. And the I think it was Sean Springs who brought up Landon Collins. If Landon Collins stinks in coverage, just let him bring him like an extra linebacker.
Right.
All the time. Because that's his strength, right?
Well, then you William Jackson, he better be worth the $13 million you're paying him.
Well, make that quarterback make their decisions even quicker.
Yeah. Did you find any of the ratings?
I can't find it. I think it's part of the premium package. I need Drab's login.
All right, I have it. How do you find the damn thing?
He asked you for it.
Yeah, but I don't know. He has access.
I have it. I thought Cakes did too. But I don't really look at this very often.
You're looking for the PFF grades?
Yes. Yeah. I don't really look at it that often.
What did they grade Heinicke?
Don't have that. All I have are the top two defensive players.
How could you not grade him super high?
Heinicke, they just said, I got annoyed by it. Heinicke showed well for a backup who was making the first start of the season on a short week. I mean, that's true, but I thought it was a little bit disrespectful. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the description. All right, let's go to Eddie. Eddie, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I was at the game last night.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, before you get all down on Chase Young, obviously Giants didn't just show up and not game plan for him.
Right.
They were definitely chipping him with the running backs. They definitely had the tight end over there. Sometimes they were double teaming him. So, you know, once Sweat or someone else steps up, they're going to have to, you know, deal with them all. But we need some linebackers. I think part of the problem, too, we're getting beat right down the middle. Like, we have
it's
no linebackers
open
that can cover anyone.
No.
Like, Bostic was out of place so many times. It was crazy.
My understanding is Bostic is really good pre-snap, gets everybody in their right places, and then they snap it, and then he's a disaster. And then yeah. I think Holcomb's a backup, and I don't think Jamin Davis has any idea what he's doing.
Right. So we definitely need to upgrade the linebackers, but, I mean, it was a great win. I took my daughter. She's 15 years old. You know, these are the kind of games that makes fans out of them. She's super stoked. And it was just great to be there and watch that win.
Very cool. I'm glad you had that experience. Thank you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Glad you went and were surrounded by annoying Giants fans all night, which seems to be the report from a lot of people that went to FedEx last night.
I thought it could have been worse, though.
It could have been
like
worse.
Like watching it visually, and it might just be that the empty seats are painted burgundy.
Yeah.
It looked like mostly burgundy to me. There were patches where there were a lot of blue.
Right.
All right, I see. Hold on. I have Washington offensive grades, okay? Oh, God damn it. Why is it in the lock? I thought I was in your... why is it under a lock? I'm using your username and stuff.
I don't know. I'll look into it. Maybe we got a...
Do we get nubbed?
Maybe we need to upgrade the password.
Why is it under a lock? I'm in the money... Maybe it signed me out? I'm supposed to be in money...
Nah, I was locked out, too.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Oh we lost it.
It takes one text.
Hey, the question is, does Valdez still have the Brazzers password?
Well, it was Bang Bros. It was Bang Bros.
Yeah. I think you're revealing your favorite over there, Jimmy.
And I think the guy's credit card expired.
It was a good run.
It was definitely a good run.
Glory days. All right, coming up
next.
Got
a lot of use.
We didn't get to it earlier in the show, but we're going to give you our winners, our Junkies Weekend Parlay, next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chunky's on a Victory Friday presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today.
Hey, I'm just noticing that Valdez is playing the weekend for the weekend parlay.
Nice.
Clearly doing your best.
At least you picked up on that better than you did with the Beatles song yesterday.
I mean, what an embarrassment.
That was epic.
That was pretty bad.
That segment was so fun, and that botch was so epic that I did retweet it for people. So
okay,
I hope people got a chance to listen to
that. It's all good. You know what? I deserve all the joning for that, because that was pretty bad.
We had played like 9 straight Beatles songs.
Yeah, but it was so bad, but I was still only 99.9% sure that it was the Beatles.
Right.
So I was just staring at you for a while, waiting for someone else to also jump in that, hello, stupid, this is the Beatles. But there was,
the thing is, the thing is that it was so stupid, like we couldn't believe what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like flummoxed.
Everyone was dumbfounded. I was just dumb, but everybody was dumbfounded at what was going
on. We're just looking at each other saying, can cakes really be that stupid?
Yeah, I just had a blind spot for that Beatles smash.
Right. All right, so...
Should we spin the wheel?
You spin the wheel, but don't spin it towards me.
I think we have to spin the wheel.
So there's no Jason this week. There's no Roger the Dodger because he lost on his Bills bet.
Oh, so we fired
him? Do we have Aaron as well?
We fired him?
We have Aaron's pick.
Okay.
She's doing her show right now, but I have her pick.
All right.
Why don't you just give me Aaron's pick, because I'll try and get them up on the website as soon as possible. Who does Aaron like this week?
Aaron loves the Steelers against the Raiders. I think the Steelers are -6.5. Mm-hmm. She was not impressed with Oakland or Las Vegas on Monday night. Short week, traveling east.
Yep.
She thinks the Steelers are going to give it to them.
Just gouge the Raiders. Yeah. Okay.
So she said 5.5, but 6.5 on FanDuel. So correct. We're going with 6.5.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
Spin it.
Aaron Hawksworth in. Wow. She's part of the BetQL network now. Cakesy.
I am picking the Eagles to go 2-0. I have them on the money line at +136 as they host the 49ers. Look, the 49ers, they eked out a win against the Lions after getting out to a huge early lead. My head looks like it's 100 size. It's the biggest head ever on the TV. I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by the size of my head.
Back up off the camera.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Jalen Hurts was really good against Atlanta.
What's going on?
The Niners lose Jason Verrett and Raheem Mostert. They couldn't stop DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams last week. And look at their rushing and receiving numbers. I think the Eagles win. I think Hurts continues his strong play. And I think they attacked him on the ground with Hurts. Sanders is dealing with an ankle injury. It concerns me a little bit, but their rookie Kenneth Gainwell scored last week. So he's another viable option in the running game. Eagles upset the Niners. They go to 2-0 at +136. I like that number. It's a little bit tasty.
All right, spin the wheel. Cakes is in, likes the Eagles on the money line.
And I have a large head, large cranium.
And it's because on the new StreamYard, they had a solo
isolated
shot of you.
Yeah.
Drabby.
All right. I'm going the college football route, and I want to talk about the best quarterback in the history of Florida football.
Hold on.
University of Florida.
The best quarterback in the history of Florida football.
It's not Tim Tebow?
It's not Tim Tebow.
Danny Warfield.
It's not Shane Matthews.
No, and this guy, he wears number 15.
It's not Chris Leak.
Yeah.
It's definitely not Chris
Leak.
It's
not Steve Spurrier?
Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson is the backup quarterback at Florida. He was a four-star recruit.
All right.
He is unbelievable, and he'll play a ton on Saturday. He has 11 passes on the season, Cakes.
Yes.
And he has two touchdowns. He has 11 rushes on the season, 225 yards, and three touchdowns. Every time this guy touches a ball, he's a touchdown machine. He'll be all over the field. They're gonna split their reps. I really want to go big on this.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to play it safe.
Well,
right?
He's so silly. Why is he splitting time? Is it Emory Smith? Is that the dude's name?
Emory Jones.
Jones. Okay.
They're just figuring it out because he's a freshman.
All right.
He's a redshirt freshman. I'll just take Florida 14.5. I really want to do something crazy here, but Florida is playing Alabama.
Yeah. In the swamp?
In the swamp. They're 14.5 point underdogs.
Oh, I love that.
I can't move the line. The only thing outrageous I can do is Florida to be beaten Alabama at halftime, but Alabama to win.
I love your pick. I would like to fondle your pick.
So your pick, though, is Florida catching the 14.5.
Yeah. It's
what are the odds there?
I don't know. It's not sexy. It's like plus.
The not-so-big unit.
Is it like plus 110?
I'll get back to you. I don't even know. Because I have Florida winning at halftime and Alabama to win overall in my thing here, and that's plus 900. But I won't do that to you guys because everybody will freak out.
Yes, they will.
So I'll just take Alabama to not cover the 14.5. And
okay. All right, spin the wheel. Alabama to not cover the 14.5.
Yeah, no, that was a little backwards.
It's minus 108 for Florida.
Okay. Valdez.
All right. I consider myself the Ravens expert.
This is Matt Valdez.
During the Junkies Blitz, I told you that I was going to have a play on the Chiefs-Ravens game.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. The Drab, the not-so-big unit. Valdez, the big unit. All right. I think the Ravens are in a world of hurt. They can't. How are they going to block Chris Jones? How are they going to stop Tyreek Hill when they can't stop Hunter Renfro? How are they going to stop Travis Kelce?
A good question.
When they can't stop Waller, mm-hmm. and the entire defense is injured. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs alt line minus 12.5. There's a pounding at the bank plus 250.
Plus 250.
That is a big number.
So you have the Ravens in a bloodbath getting worked over by the Chiefs.
I think he's doing the emotional hedge right here, like
definitely
the reverse
is.
Psychology. He desperately wants to be wrong.
So if I take the Ravens money line, I'm a homer.
Correct.
But when I use rationale and take the Chiefs minus 12.5, it's an emotional hedge.
Correct.
I don't get it.
You can't
it's
win.
It's a lose-lose.
Yes. Now you get it.
That's what this segment is, too, since its inception. Lose,
now you
lose.
Get it.
All losers.
All right, spin the wheel.
Who's up?
Since EB wants to go last, I will go now.
Nice.
I'm going to hold my nose on this pick, but I did that last week and I hit.
Yep.
The Minnesota Vikings are plus 160 on the money line against the Cardinals. Cardinals were uber impressive in the opener. Kyler Murray was fantastic. Chandler Jones was a monster with 5 sacks. They've added J.J. Watt to the defensive line. Meanwhile, the Vikings, they lost in overtime to the lowly Cincinnati Bengals. But they're kind of a sneaky team in a way. The Vikings, they always kind of manage to find a way to be in playoff contention. This is kind of a tingle play do theory. I don't know what you want to call it. I think the Arizona Cardinals fall flat this week, and the Vikings get a win. Kirk Cousins, who threw for a ton of yards in the opener at 351. I know he did a lot of that late in the game. He's going to have a couple touchdowns. They got really good receivers in Minnesota. They got Dalvin Cook. Now, Arizona shut down Derrick Henry, but I think Dalvin Cook goes off. I will take the Vikings on the money line plus 160.
EB, will you have time to do your pick?
Oh, maybe I won't. Maybe I won't have to do it.
Hurry, I got to add it together.
Eric, you just want to take,
right,
you want to take this week
I
off?
What I'm gonna do. I had to. No, I'm going to do it was between the over in the Cowboys-Chargers game or
just Dak over to 306.5. I'm going to go Dak over to 306.5.
That game's going to do pew pew, shootout, shootout.
Guy throws for 400 yards every week. How am I not going to go pick the over in that?
All right, so Dak over is the pick for E-Bizzle.
Yeah, so are we all in?
All right. This is a...
Is it going to pay us like $300?
No, but I feel bad. I'm going to do this for my personal account. I'm going to put $10 in.
All right.
It's going to pay us $1,500.
Well, why don't we just add $2? We'll just each add $2 or whatever.
All right. Let's got to get out of here. For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Be Mitch and Finley. They're up next. Right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.